or go to kpfk.org and click on donate. Again, that number is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. And if you'd like to ask a question, please press number one. If you'd like to make a donation, please press number two. Okay, I have a question that's been asked by somebody who can't be on the air. They would like to hear each candidate's thoughts on programming and the current programming slate of KPFK. We will go from here on to Nancy Naparko. Nancy, your thoughts on programming at KPFK. Please unmute yourself.
I will tell you that a few years ago, I was very discouraged that I had a number of, as I said in my opening statement, there were a number of several people I loved listening to, sharp wits, great voices, and really smart people. And then there was a period when it really fell apart, and there was my husband, who had many years in radio, said that if anyone hears this, KPFK will be shut down nationally. I will say that in the last few months, I'll give some credit. I think there's been some improvement in the professionalism. But I strongly have ideas about this city has lots of hospitals, research centers, entertainment people who could be interviewed. We have high-class people for intelligent, high-class programming, and I think it needs to be tapped.
Thank you, Nancy Naparko. We will move right along to Nancy Perlman on your thoughts on KPFK programming.
Thank you. I'm very concerned about the current programming. It's not great anymore. It's easy to turn off the radio because the programming is not great. We need more news. We used to have a lot of news. I remember going out and covering some news and reporting on KPFK. We need more political interview shows with the experts showing many different points of view from the progressive side. We need more cultural programs for the many different ethnic communities here in the Southern California area, and they need to be bilingual, not our we need to have English so we don't turn off the station. We need to, if you want other languages, we all need to be able to understand and hear. And there's so, you know, hundreds of languages in this city. And we got to have more discussion, more coverage of all the crises going on politically, environmentally, socially. And we're not getting that. And we have to stop
5 seconds.
Programs that are selling snake oil, as we say.
Thank you, Nancy Perlman. We will move right along to Charlie Wilkin. Questions, your thoughts on programming, your vision for programming.
One of the questions by a Spanish speaker the other night on the campaign forum was, are the candidates willing to expand Spanish-speaking radio to Friday instead of just Monday through Thursday? And I thought that was a pretty good idea in the sense that LA is half Latino Chicano. And if we could have some really great youth, we really need a lot more youthful programming than we have. If we could get some Chicano youth who could speak in English and Spanish and help us all become bilingual and care about being bilingual, I think that would be great programming.
Thank you, Charlie Wilkin. And next up would be Ace Estwick. Ace, your thoughts about programming.
Look, I think KPFK has a long and storied legacy of producing great content. But I think we can all acknowledge that there's been a fall from grace. And it starts with our programming. Programming leads listenership, and our listenership is declining because the programming stinks. So first and foremost, needs to be improved. There are, as other candidates have pointed out, a wealth of resources, broadcast resources in Los Angeles that could be available to us. But I think it has to start with the listeners and doing more comprehensive polling to figure out what our listeners actually want to hear so that we can deliver it to them.
Ace, thank you so very much. And finally, on this question, Ariana Gladney, you're next.
Okay, I think that the programming could definitely improve. Of course, we know KPFK has always been a beacon of radicalism. What we're seeing right now is a neoliberalist trend and the endorsement of the Democratic Party. If, like I said last night, if we want that, we can go to MSNBC. That's not what KPFK is here for. I think what will get, you know, the program to be more dynamic is engaging more with the youth. So engaging more Black and Brown youth, engaging in the community, and really being out there, you know, letting people know that KPFK exists. A lot of people don't know. So, you know, just making it known, making it popular again.
Ariana, thank you so very much. And we'll move right along to Jack Neff. Jack?
KPFK is where everyone goes to hear voices they don't like. I want KPFK to continue with news and programming produced locally and controversial radio, even if I disagree. In the words of George Carlin, those seven dirty words which aired on KPFK, that's what the knobs in front of the radio are for. I think we should have standards as to dead air. I think we need sound quality, the quality of sound with people talking through speakerphones or on bad cell phone connections. I think we should have a standard around that. I'm okay with the quality varying. This is experimental. It includes free form radio, includes long form and spontaneous direct action news reports.
Thank you, Jack Neff. So thank you all for answering that question. Before we get to our next question, I want to point out to our listening audience, you are listening to the Local Station Board Candidate Forum. We are joined today by six candidates with six different points of view on the future of the station. We've just heard a vast array of opinions about the programming. We've talked about everything from the bylaws to their own personal visions for how the station can improve. This is the time to call in. We have a room for one more question. Please call in 818-985-5735 and press number one if you have a question. But before we get there, I really want to encourage everybody to recognize what you're hearing is democracy in action. What you're hearing is the opportunity for people who really care about community, about advancing community, about the prospect of community being served by a local radio station, a community radio station without commercial introductions, without all these sponsorships. We take no money from anyone but you, the listener, and we ask you to support the station now. Okay, we're going to move on to our next question. We're going to invite line one. Kyle, welcome to KPFK.
Hello, thank you. Yeah, my question is regarding the group New Day Pacifica. According from the NOC, they have a lot of Silicon Valley and Hollywood money behind them, a lot of involvement in the Democratic Party. Their six lawsuits and failed bylaw referendum cost the network about $400,000. They're heavily influential in the Pacifica National Board, which has extended its term limits, suspended members of KPFK, put the building up for sale. They can't account for money from the EIB loan that came up. And there appears to be a lawyer advising them who has ties to the Democratic Party, which would break Pacifica's bylaws. So the question to the candidates is, what is your opinion of this group and why should we trust anyone associated with them or who is endorsed by them?
Thank you, Kyle. So I'm going to frame this question for our panel today. This is, to be very clear, a question about one of the groups that is part of the election process that have a number of candidates on the slate. I want to make sure that each of our candidates on air today only respond broadly to the question of the party. If you bring up specific names, I assure you, I will mute you. So you can have an opinion about the party itself or your thoughts about that, pro or con. But if you start naming names, you will be cut off. We're going to start with Nancy Naparka.
I appreciate the question, but I need to say there's a fair amount of misinformation in that original question. From what I can remember, the people who drafted the new bylaws for New Day Pacifica. It was in response to the dwindling reader listenership and failing KPFK. They had nothing to do with deciding to sell the building. They had they do not have ties to the Democratic Party other than being supporters as much as every left-wing person is. And it really is out of their deep down love that these new bylaws were drafted and they were voted for overwhelmingly by the listenership, though never accepted.
Thank you so much, Nancy Naparka. We'll go on to Nancy Perlman.
I agree that there's a lot of misinformation about the situation. It's very complicated, unfortunately. As far as I'm involved, I ran for the local station board. I ran as an independent. New Day did endorse me, and I won the election, and yet I wasn't seated. And Pacifica was the one who has wasted the money, wasted Pacifica's money and KPFK's money in suits. There's suits going back and forth. I don't want to discuss that. The important thing is there's no big Hollywood money. I've gone to a couple of New Day meetings where it's potluck and we pass the hat for, you know, whatever costs are involved. And they simply care about KPFK. I care about KPFK. And I wish these lawsuits would just disappear because it's a waste of everybody's time and money.
Thank you so much, Nancy Naparko. We will Nancy Perlman, we will now go on to Charlie Wilkin.
I'm part of the not New Day slate, and that's because I feel, even though both many factions have filed lawsuits and have, you know, gotten us spending a lot of time and energy on that, I think it's time that we not be fighting with each other and that we work together to face the economic hardships that we're facing. I believe that, New Day does lean heavily towards the progressive Democrats at the expense of others. And I just hope that this filing of lawsuits can end and we can start working together.
Thank you, Charlie Wilkin. We will now move right along to Ace Estwick.
Yeah, so I don't want to repeat what other candidates have said, but it speaks to the greater trend of all these different factions within KPFK, all these groups who hold KPFK and Pacifica dear to their hearts and have maybe competing visions of how to get us out of the ails that we're in now. So I think that the solution, you know, the path forward is together. It's not with this infighting or with lawsuits, and we need to figure out how we can all pull the station out of the hole together.
Thank you, Ace Estwick. Ariana Gladney, your thoughts on the question at hand. Ariana, please unmute. Thank you.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, I think that the most important thing is focusing on the health of the station. Of course, when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, I tend to lean the other way. I feel that it's important that, you know, we focus on what KPFK's true mission is. So for me, the true mission is a station where oppressed people can have a voice. And to me, that's what's important. And that's what I'm pushing for. So if New Day is doing something else, then I'm with that, you know. So still, you know, that's how I feel.
Thank you, Ariana. Our last speaker on this question is Jack Neff.
Stephen, would you please restate the question?
The question was your thoughts on the New Day Party, which is running candidates for the election.
Yeah, I stand against the New Day candidates. I think that New Day is trying to take over KPFK and Pacifica and impose their agenda. I think the evidence of that is when you compare the bylaws on the Pacifica.org website compiled by Jack Van Aken, and you compare them to the New Day proposed bylaws, and you look right there under the local station board section. I'm without the site right now. But New Day states that the local station board should be a community advisory committee. It neuters the local station board. So I'm running for the local station board to have a voice in governance at KPFK. And New Day's proposed bylaws take that away. They turn it into an advisory and force it under the Corporation for Public Broadcasting rules. It's ambiguous and it's a power grab.
5 seconds. Thank you.
Ambiguous and a power grab.
Thank you. Okay, we are going to keep moving right along. And given the time frame that we have time for one more question. And your answers are going to be limited to 45 seconds given the clock. I am going to ask Amine on line 5 to ask the question quickly. And please be prepared to move quickly in response, everybody on the panel. Amine, welcome to KPFK.
Thank you very much. I'm actually a candidate as well, so hi to the rest of you. My question is regarding media. I think that because it's super important to me that KPFK move forward into using more internet-based activity to reach more of the masses, because there are so many other stations that are already available on the internet, I wanted to know what your thoughts are as candidates, as well as specifically using additional platforms besides simply the radio, because I think it's important for others to hear. Thank you.
Thank you, Almanay. We'll go right to Charlie Wilkin, your response to that question.
I'm very in support of that idea. I think it is really, there's no one way we listen to the radio, quote unquote, anymore. And I really think we need to move in that direction. And I have a lot of ideas. I was a technology coordinator at my high school for 20 years. I did technology, and I'm very interested in moving that direction.
Thank you, Charlie Wilkin. We're going to move right on to Ace Estwick. Again, 45 second responses.
I totally agree. I am in my 20s, and most of my peers listen to more podcasts than radio. And I think the more we can do to offer content online alongside the impressive reach of our radio stations, the more listeners that we'll engage with and connect with. So great question.
Thank you so much, Ace. We'll move right on to Ariana Gladney. Ariana, your thoughts on technology and expanding the reach.
Yeah, I definitely think that we should expand the reach, because when we think about the ways that people consume information, it's diverse these days. And so one, you know, minute I'm listening to the radio station, the next I'm on the podcast, or I'm, you know, so that's the only way that we're going to be able to get to as many different people and bring them in. So I'm in all supportive of it.
Thank you so much, Ariana. We'll move right on to Jack Neff. Jack, your 45 seconds on technology and expanding the reach.
Thank you. I love the KPFK audio archives. I think whoever manages that puts a great deal of important content and allows us to review and dwell upon KPFK's contribution each and every day. So I think the use of technology to keep the audio archives on the internet is really good. I think we can build around that. I think we can strengthen the grassroots fundraising around the audio archives and around the Pacifica Radio Archives and the KPFK archive. There's plenty of other outreach, and it should be managed and not given a green light with a lot of financial support.
Thank you, Jack Neff. Finally, Nancy Naparko.
I totally agree. I often access the archives and listen to it by podcast, or listen to KPFK on my computer on the internet. And I think it's absolutely true. We need to move in that direction.
Thank you so much, Nancy Perlman.
We certainly need to use the internet, use social media, but let us use the fantastic broadcast signal that KPFK has. I was on the road for 3 hours. I didn't have internet, and I listened to my radio on my car. And I have family homes that don't have Wi-Fi, that don't have the internet. They have radios. We want to listen to programming in every mode possible. Let's broaden our reach, but not forget the most important aspect of KPFK. It's a broadcast radio station. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy Perlman. Okay, so we're going to set up for our final closing statements from each of our candidates. Before we do, I just want to tell our audience that this has been the Local Station Board Candidate Forum Wednesday. We will be doing this every
I guess we're off the air.
If I could just ask you all to pay attention to this moment. This is democracy in action. Okay, we're going to go right to our closing statements from our candidates. And we did a randomizer on who went first and on. Our first candidate who will speak to a closing statement, 1 minute and 15 seconds, is Arianna Gladney.
Okay, I will be honored to serve on the Local Station Board. Of course, KPFK's mission of peace, justice, and equality and human rights, it falls right in line with the work that I've been doing for over 20 years. If I'm elected to the board, I pledge to continue the ongoing effort to restore and extend grassroots accountability, creativity, and effectiveness at KPFK.
Thank you so very much, Arianna. We will move right along. Our second person in the randomizer is Nancy Perlman.
Thank you very much for having this forum. Thank you, listeners, for listening and caring about this important station that I want to save. I want to see it continue, broaden, get better programming, get money into the station so we can save the building, we can save the archives, get good programming, get more people involved. We have a tremendous resource. It's been around for many decades. Let's not lose it. Vote for me, Nancy Perlman, because I have experience in radio and I care about radio. And I want to continue my commitment to KPFK. And if you have any questions for me, you can call me, email me. I'll talk to you because that's what democracy is all about.
Thank you so very much, Nancy Perlman. We will now go to a closing statement from Jack Neff.
On KPFK, we get to hear journalists and activists who support causes for climate and the environment, people whose stories and statements get chopped up and taken out of context by far-right hate voices on the internet, but also by the Washington Post, the New York Times, Fox News, MSNBC, which each have hours of programming. KPFK is an alternative and has other important information. KPFK's local station board is now the only barrier to commercial takeover of KPFK's radio signal by the New Day Pacifica faction. The New Day faction is responsible for removing a lot of beloved KPFK programmers, like Uncle Ruthie Buell, who hosted the only children's radio show in LA. In this election, New Day Pacifica candidates are running against me. Their actions are to control the KPFK local station board and have led to a lot of trouble. More than staying alive, KPFK helps radio listeners live a life worth living with free speech, freedom to pursue peaceful objectives, the right to criticize and expose those in power. Make only a minimal donation to KPFK. That's all KPFK needs to persist. To persist
5 seconds.
With humans to be more conscious of communication and to work for peace.
Thank you, Jack Neff. We will move on. Our next randomized closing statement, local station board candidate, is Nancy Naparka.
The evolution of New Day Pacifica was by people who had no control over what's caused the station to spiral downwards in the last 10 or 20 years. That this was absolutely an intelligent redesigning to save it. But I want to move forward. I hate wasted potential, and LA has all this potential for broadcasting an educational program around the clock. I would love to see we reach out to schools, to high schools and colleges, the theater majors, put more theater on. I'd love to see a driving home children's hour for kids, all these kids being driven home from school at 3 o'clock every afternoon. We could have a stand-up comedian night, interview professors and doctors from the local universities and hospitals. There's so much potential in this station, and that is where you can get listeners who want to contribute. We shouldn't have to be begged to contribute. We should want to be to contribute because of the quality of the program. Thank you. Please vote for me, Nancy Naperko. Did we lose Stephen Starr?
For the listeners, we should indicate that this is KPFK, the candidate forum for the local station board. And we hope that all members will vote. Excellent. And we hope that people will become members and vote, because everybody cares about this wonderful station.
Well said, Nancy Perlman.
So if anyone hasn't given their statement, if anyone hasn't given their closing statement, can they? Because I don't think Steve will be coming back in time.
Okay.
Go on, Charlie.
This is Charlie Wilkin. Thank you, listeners, for participating today. One advantage of voting for me is that I have written millions of dollars of grants for my high school and helped to govern the spending and programs at Van Nuys High School from where I retired. I do have some experience in looking for funding. I am a very patient person who has experience getting various factions on a governing committee to get along and make progress. If our board doesn't focus on solving our economic problems soon, we may not survive to produce our wonderful shows. It's time that we all get serious about finding a pathway to solvency and political growth so we can provide voices to the airways that cannot be heard on any other station. My name is Charlie Wilkin. Please take time to vote.
Thanks, Charlie. I'll take it from here. My name's Ace Estwick, and I'll cut right to the chase. KPFK stands at an important crossroads right now. We've got this incredible opportunity to breathe new life into it. We're talking about real conversations, stories that matter, and a platform for all of us. But we can't ignore the elephant in the room. We need more listeners, right? And that's on us. We've got to revamp our programming, make it dynamic and relevant. Let's embrace fresh voices, bring in different perspectives. And you know what? We won't shy away from facts. Real science-backed reporting is our cornerstone. So picture this, a KPFK that's not just a station, but a vibrant community hub. It's not about age, it's about ideas, passion, and connection. Let's make this a place where you tune in and think, this is my go-to. We've got work to do, sure, but with your support, we're writing the next chapter of KPFK. Together, let's make an independent media a force that empowers us all. Thanks for being part of this journey. And thanks for supporting KPFK. My name's Ace Estwick.
Thank you, Ace Estwick. This is Stephen Starr. I got bounced off the internet, so we're going to wrap the show in 15 seconds. Thank you all for joining us today. Thank you for being part of KPFK's Listener Forum.
Join KPFK at Ciclavia as Koreatown meets Hollywood on Sunday, August 20th. Starting at 9 a.m., the streets in Koreatown and Hollywood will be opened up for a five-mile route connecting Vine Street, Melrose Avenue, Western Avenue, and Wilshire Boulevard. Bike, skate, run, walk, skateboard, and enjoy the route in your favorite people-powered way. KPFK will be at the Koreatown Hub, located on Wilshire, west of Vermont. People of all ages and abilities are welcome. More at cclavia.org and at kpfk.org. KPFK is a community media sponsor.
I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got a bus, it's a bus.